The worst deal in history, Brexiteers respond to Theresa May's slave state agreement with Europe. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 13, 2018. The Prime Minister has betrayed the principles of Brexit and is subjecting the United Kingdom to political slavery at the hands of Brussels. Brexiteers have said, as the details of the Prime Minister's deal leaked to Irish media Tuesday afternoon. Brexiteers within the Conservative Party met Tuesday as the news emerged of a technical-level agreement emerged. Apparently leaked to Irish journalists sympathetic to the European Union but not to figures within the United Kingdom. And spoke of launching a coup against the Prime Minister. Britain's The Times reported in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Several prominent pro-Brexit figures lined up to condemn the plan, which if the leaks are representative of what has been agreed, would see most promises and red lines promised by the Prime Minister broken or ignored. A key agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, the Ulster Party which gives Theresa May's minority government 10 key votes which keep it in power, seems to also have been broken, as the apparent deal would see Northern Ireland under a different regulatory framework, dictated by Brussels rather than Great Britain. The UK is also believed to have provisionally committed to level playing field rules with the European Union, meaning the country has no freedom to become more competitive in the future to attract foreign investment and business, and must remain tied to the EU in areas such as tax and the economy. Tory Brexit rebel leader Jacob Rees-Mogg, who was at the heart of coup plotting Tuesday, told Sky News of the Prime Minister's plan. She hasn't so much struck a deal as surrendered to Brussels, and given in to them on everything that they want, and tried to frustrate Brexit. It is not so much the vassal state anymore, as the slave state. Noting that the details of the deal had leaked in the Republic of Ireland rather than British lawmakers being able to read it first, Rees-Mogg pointed out that the deal as understood Tuesday evening would prevent Britain from leaving the customs union indefinitely. A key plank of Brexit denied, and damaged the United Kingdom by treating Ulster as a less equal part of the country. Two-time Mayor of London, former Foreign Secretary, and Tory leadership hopeful Boris Johnson also stood before the cameras at Westminster Tuesday night, and even by his own standards in a state of great excitement denounced the plan, also pointing out the damage it would do to the United Kingdom itself by carving off Ulster, a constitutionally equal part of the nation, for Brussels. The Prime Minister had meetings with individual cabinet ministers Tuesday night to persuade them to support the deal, and will be hosting a special cabinet meeting on Wednesday afternoon to try and gain a consensus to sell the new deal, which includes giving £39 billion to the European Union for little or nothing in return, to the nation. May's government may yet see more cabinet resignations this week. This story is developing. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.